Coming to you once again, folks, we are back. It is now 2021. Just in case you don't know what this is Podding on the Spot. It's your boy, Pat.
Your boy, Big Will.
Man, we've been doing this for a year now.
Yeah.
Been doing this for over a year, and we still ain't got paid yet.
How much is it up to now?
I don't know. I might have to call my lawyer, though. Because something ain't right.
Man, that retainer fee is more than what's in that damn pot, boy. You better stop.
Something ain't right. I'm going to have to call my lawyer because I feel that we should be making some money off of this right now.
Oh, Lord. Just
do we didn't put out a year's worth of content and ain't seen a red penny.
Oh, Lord.
I'm suing somebody. But anyway, welcome everybody to 2021.
Lord have mercy.
2020 was a piece of shit.
Lord,
I'm gonna just be blunt.
Well, 2021 started off as being a piece of shit too.
Ah, yeah, it did. It did. You know, it started off well. We got a new.
Okay.
We got a new president. You know.
Well, we got a new president in November, but they was dragging along like we didn't have one.
So
Jesus.
So we got a new president, Mr. Joseph Rob. What was his name? Robin. Leach, Robin Hood, Robin Dale, Robin something Biden,
yeah.
Junior. So
just call him R. Biden.
So old Joseph is in the White House now, him and the lovely, beautiful Kamala Harris, who is representing the HBCU Howard Bisons.
Yeah, farmhouse.
Yeah, she says one beautiful woman. But yeah, she's the vice president. Biden is the president. And we're looking for some great things to happen. You know, hopefully things go well this year. You know, hopefully they got the coronavirus vaccine rolling out. Just waiting for a few people to start turning into zombies and start eating each other. You know, I'm still waiting on that one.
You say you ain't taking it though, right?
Nah, I'm not taking it. I don't want to turn into a zombie.
You ain't gonna turn into a zombie.
You know, I'm not gonna say the whole conspiracy theory thing. Oh, I don't want them putting a chip in my body and
even though you
me.
Walk around with your cell phone all day, every
all
day.
All day long. That's the biggest chip in your body.
Yeah, for real.
Is your cell phone. But you worried about somebody giving you a shot and implanting
exactly.
a chip.
Exactly. People will like turn around and go back and get their phone. Like, I got my phone.
Exactly. Shut up. You so worried about that, but you walk around with the biggest chip on your hip all day long.
My only issue is it just so quickly it was made.
Yeah.
And vaccines take 8 to 10 years.
But you know what? I was talking to an EMT that works at my job last week, and he told me something that made a lot of sense. He was like, yeah, it usually takes vaccines, you know, a long time to get ready. But he was like, if you think about it, they had a whole lot of scientists working on it from different countries, and they were actually working together, and they put unlimited resources behind it.
So therefore,
because, you know, usually when you work on stuff, you have a limited budget.
Yeah.
You got a limited budget, and you only have a couple scientists working on it.
Right.
So that kind of made sense to me, that when you put it like that,
right,
it kind of makes more sense as to why they were able to come up with it so quickly because they had a whole bunch of different people and a whole bunch of, you know, just unlimited funds being pushed towards it.
Right.
So I get it when he said that. I still ain't taking it though. I still ain't.
I might have to take it because
your situation is different. Yeah. You got older people you taking care of.
Yeah. Actually, at the my mom Dallas's place, they already asked me if they get the prescription, like to get it. Do you want to get it? I was like, yeah. So the flu shot, go ahead and give it to her. So, protect her at all means.
Yeah, gotta do that. Gotta look out the moms, make sure she all right. Gotta make sure you look out the whole crazy down there.
Oh, no,
Cotton candy's ready to go!
He ain't getting it.
Let me see that tissue roll.
He pissing me off. He ain't getting nothing.
But anyway, so the first week in January.
Jeez.
We couldn't even get into the year good.
Not a good 7 days.
And then you had the storming of the Capitol building.
Storming of the Stop the Steal, MAGA, Republicans, conservatives, whatever you want to call them, Trump supporters. Let's just put it real.
Trump supporters.
Yeah.
Straight up. you had all kinds of groups out there with the Oath Keepers, the 6ix9ines or whatever the hell else they call it. Just a whole bunch of weird ass
Proud Boys,
crazy ass groups.
Yeah, domestic terrorists.
Yeah, straight up terrorists. Yeah. Straight up terror. Nothing else to call but terrorists.
Let's get it right. It was Black Lives Matter and Antifa.
That's
that did
right.
It.
That's sure was.
And guess
it
what?
Sure was.
Has all these people that have been arrested, have they been Antifa or Black Lives Matter?
Not damn one of them.
I thought
one of them.
We thought these stupid was the ones that self snitching on their cell phone. And like they were so proud. They were so proud. They was going live and they was like we're here at the Capitol. We're just storming. We're breaking in Nancy Pelosi. I mean, they were saying all kinds of hang Mike Pence. Like literally, Mike Pence has been the most loyal person to Donald Trump.
And they talk about hanging him.
Because he had to do his job. And all this is because of a lie.
Donald Trump fabricated.
Oh my goodness.
And that his cronies just continuously pushed out there.
They lost 60 plus court cases. And Rudy Giuliani is on tape saying, no, this is not a fraud case. We just want to talk about, you know, some irregularities.
Yeah.
And guess all the people that's been arrested for voter fraud. Take a wild guess with who they were.
There are Republicans.
Yeah. Voting for their dead mama, voting for their dead uncle, voting for the, like, always somebody dead. And even with the phone call, remember the phone call he had with the Georgia Secretary of State? He like literally telling me, oh yeah, he's just telling God, oh no, that's not what we're hearing. And the dude is over, like, he's a Republican. Dude said, I gave money to his campaign for him to get reelected.
Mm-hmm.
But dude, we did, what, 3-4 recounts?
Mm-hmm.
Still and losing.
All came out the same.
And what's so crazy, he was going out to Georgia so tough. Bruh, you still lost Arizona. You still lost Wisconsin. You lost Michigan. All the states you won in 2016,
you lost
in 2020. Like, dude, like, just overturning Georgia wasn't going to do it for you.
Nah. You still would have needed Michigan. You still would have needed Wisconsin.
And Arizona. Like, what? Oh, God.
But he did. He thought that Georgia was going to push him over the top.
And let's keep it real. He's fighting so hard to stay in the White House because he has criminal charges
over his head right now.
From tax fraud to his Trump organization. Like, you know, stealing money from fucking donations and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Come on, bruh.
Yep.
Ain't got these people all wound up, ready to die. Like, they was ready to die for him, dog.
Yeah, 5 people did die.
Yeah. Including the police officer. And we still waiting on the Blue Lives Matter people to come out.
Yeah, where y'all at? where y'all at? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Y'all was out there saying, fuck the police.
Yeah. Told them to
their
face.
Wow. Don't that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Huh. Ain't that something?
God damn it, people hate a Colin Kaepernick for taking a fucking knee.
For silently protesting.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but what they did at the Capitol, that wasn't a protest.
Domestic
That was
terrorist.
A straight up riot.
That was no terrorism.
Yeah, it was act of terrorism.
Yeah.
It was. Because you came up there with your guns and, your knives. And...
No, they didn't have no guns. They had weapons. I don't remember hearing
they had guns. Not maybe the ones that went in didn't have guns.
Yeah,
they had guns. Because remember, the Oath Keepers were trying to push the, were pushing their way through with the guns.
No, they didn't push their way through with guns.
No, they were going through the crowd. They had guns in their hand. I saw that video. They had guns in their hand.
I don't remember seeing that.
Yeah.
But I know a few motherfuckers was arrested near the Capitol. They had Molotov cocktails, guns in the car.
Didn't somebody set some pipe bombs down somewhere?
Yeah. They try to play it off. They did it to RNC and the DNC.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, y'all try to play it off. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, you motherfuckers. AOC life was threatened. Their panic buttons in their rooms was removed.
Whose panic button was that?
What's that girl name? She's part of the squad. I can't think of her name.
It was the Muslim lady, right?
No. It wasn't her. It was a black chick from New York.
Okay.
Oh, goodness, I can't think of her name. But one of the girls from the squad, the panic buttons was removed. And was it Jim Kleinberg? His office was raided, and he has a private office. Nobody knows.
How you gonna know where that is unless somebody told you where it was.
So they investigated two congresswomen for giving tours, and they're not supposed to be giving tours because of the whole COVID. She trying to say, "Oh, my mom and okay."
Nah. No, it wasn't your mama. It was your mama and other people.
No, it could have been her mom. But her mom could have went back and gave her, you know, the information to somebody else. You know, because she owns a restaurant in Colorado called Shooters. Mm-hmm. Now, all these pictures coming back with all these white supremacists doing an okay sign in front of her restaurant. Oh, yeah, we love her. She's a Republican. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Patriotism does not mean Republican no more. It does not mean American no more. I wouldn't even call myself a patriot. It's something else. Terrorists.
Yeah.
Domestic terrorists.
Yeah, that's what patriots are nowadays. They're terrorists.
And how many police officers that was at the fucking thing? From all over the country. Police, yeah. Military. It's crazy how all these people that think, we're fucked.
And the thing that was so funny is, like you said before, they was posting themselves all live and on this all this undercut and stuff, and they really thought they was going to get away with it. Like, they really thought they were not going to have to face any type of repercussion.
That's what's called white privilege.
That joke was so funny.
Beautiful.
So funny. And then when they started getting locked up one by one, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God.
The guy with the horns and the damn spear.
Oh, he's a vegan.
He's a vegan. He doesn't eat this type of food. Guess what they eat in prison? Bullshit.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't get no damn vegan fucking menu, nigga.
But they ended up caving to him anyway. And they're feeding him the vegan food.
Fucking out of here. I'll give his ass.
Give him some crackers and cheese.
Yeah? Shut up, bro. He'll go there.
Give him a bowl of crackers and cheese and tell him, have a nice day.
Hey, crackers and cheese, man. If it's that government cheese on some Kraft. Is it Kraft? No, not Kraft. Crackers. No. What's the crackers?
Saltines.
What's the name brand, though? Keebler?
Saltine.
Keebler?
No, it's just called Saltine.
That's all brands, though.
No.
Saltine?
It's just saltine crackers.
Saltine is... That's saltine. What you call a cracker. Well, I'm talking about the brand of the cracker.
It was saltine.
No, saltine isn't every brand.
Shit, I don't know.
Yeah. See, this is old high blood pressure, cholesterol-ass motherfucker right here. He giving his kids saltine. Just get the saltine ones. I don't care if they're Keebler or Kroger or Smith brand. Just get the salt.
Make sure it got the extra salt on them.
Yeah, the 30 crackers got salt all over the damn chips. Like, that's crazy, dog. Yeah, he said saltine. No, dang it, that's the brand. It's saltine, unsaltine, just regular crackers or wheat crackers. This is just three of them, dog. Look at it, he's killing his kids. If his kids die of high cholesterol, you need to go ahead and blame him and charge him. Just get the saltine. Like this right here.
Get the saltine crackers.
Oh, Lord. You seriously was that? That's what you thought?
I thought the dead man, look, I didn't grow up this Keebler. Whole time thinking the things was just called saltine crackers.
Wow. He's been killing his kids, man. Your oldest child was 16?
Yeah, he's 16.
Jesus, he's been killing his kid for 16 years.
Nah, they don't even need crackers. Okay. At least not saltines.
These little bastards don't eat anything. They only eat fast food and shit that come in boxes and bags from the frozen department. Jesus Christ. Pizza rolls. Your kids eat pizza rolls? Hell yeah,
do. Oh, yeah. They be killing pizza rolls.
That shit is so fucking nasty, Doc. Have you ever ate, like, I baked them. They nasty. Microwaved them. They nasty.
Oh, see, nasty, these ones I was talking about. Premium original. Saltine crackers.
Nabisco.
No, it's not Nabisco, is it? Is that Nabisco? Is that what that say?
That's Nabisco! That say Nabisco. That's Nabisco! It's a crowd of saltine! Saltine Club, saltine Kroger's, saltine Smith's, Walmart, it says we're great vet, saltine!
Just get the damn saltine.
Just get the saltine.
God dang it.
Salt.
Don't give me no muff. Just get the damn saltine crackers. Get the hell on.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God.
But anyway, so...
They're killing those kids, man.
They don't even eat them. They eat the...
That's you and they just gobbled up crackers.
I ain't had no crackers in a minute.
Oh, I had some. Because I had some cheese. That's why I've been here.
Did you get you a bowl? Crackers and cheese.
I just got my knife and my packaging.
It was in there cutting them up.
12 hours later, I'm passing a baby. Jesus Christ. I just know when I'm sitting down, like, oh, Lord.
You're about to be constipated.
Let me put both heels down on the floor because this is tough right now.
Hold on. It's coming. It's coming.
That medium.
I hate you.
That sharp cheese.
Why you do this to me? I hate you.
When Smith's put them on sale 2 for $5, I give me 2 blocks. And I cut them up. Oh, my God. And then I pass me a baby the next day. And then
go back and get some more next
God,
week.
God, this is horrible, bro. Oh, Lord. I just wish it tasted like government cheese, which it doesn't.
Man, you know what? They need to start making government cheese.
I'm telling you, if they did and they just put the label on it, it'll sell out.
Give me some government cheese. Give me some canned government pineapples and some canned government peaches.
Had the best juice.
Man, look. Hey, look, hey, for all of y'all that didn't grow up in the struggle, you will never understand
how good
government cheese, government pineapples, and government peaches were.
You're missing one.
Which one am I missing?
Peanut butter.
The government peanut butter,
Ooh, it was thick.
Yes.
And I mean, goes right on the bread. Nice.
That stuff was the bomb.
Oh, my God.
The bomb. I hate the regular stuff. Like, the stuff we got nowadays is just, it's too, they got too much stuff in it. It's not real. It's too much in it.
Yeah, I'm about to say the name wrong. What's the name of the expensive cheese?
Brie?
No, start with the T. I said Tillamook.
Oh, Tillamook.
Yeah, oh.
Tillamook.
Yeah, that's like the closest thing we got to government cheese. Yeah. And it costs like $8 a damn bar.
Them little tiny ass bars.
That shit good as fuck, too. They know what they're doing because they got the ones with they are sliced up. It costs like $6. Oh, my God. Nah. It costs too much, though.
I pass on that.
Try.
I just eat my Kraft slices. Put on my sandwich. Eat my slices.
Oh, my God.
Good to go. But anyway, so back to Mr. Dump, or Trump. On his way out the office,
yeah,
he handed out a few pardons.
Handed out a few pardons.
Few pardons. He gave one to old fried catfish. Fried catfish head Lil Wayne. Yeah. Have you ever seen a person who dreads look like catfish?
Yeah, he look like a fish.
His dreads look like catfish.
Yeah, 3-piece.
Yeah.
Hot sauce.
Yeah, give me some bread with it. Give me that wheat bread.
Yeah, he gave one out to Kodak Black.
Yeah, Kodak Black. Black, you said he about to be back in jail again anyway because he faced rape charges.
Rape
right?
charges as a teenage girl. Yeah. Like, come on, bro.
So he wasted a pardon on Kodak because he about to go back to jail. Then he gave one to good old Steve Bannon. Y'all that don't know who Steve Bannon is, go ahead and explain to the good
Steve
people.
Bannon is a guy that orchestrated his whole run to the White House, and he was his advisor in the White House, and then on top of that, he was ripping off Trump supporters with a GoFundMe, well, I don't know, some kind of fun crowd raising site that they was going to build the wall, but had no chances of building a wall because only people that can build stuff like that on private property is the government, and they do it with what do they call it when they take over your property and give you money. Eminent domain. Yes.
Yeah.
A private organization can't do that. Only the government can do that. So it was a ripoff from the jump. They can't just go down and say, we're going to take your property and build a wall. No, they have to be government to do that. So,
but
they stole their money.
But who is Steve Bannon?
White supremacist. White supremacist. I can't go farther than that because he's a white supremacist sympathizer. So, you know, he's been on. He was talking to his ex-wife about their kids on a tape call. He was going off on his wife talking about he don't want his kids around so many fucking Jews. Why the fuck did you pick that private school? There's too many fucking Jews there. Like, no, literally.
That don't scream racism. I don't know what it screams.
Oh, it's not racism. It's called Trumpism. And that's okay, because that's American. Honestly, we have to think about this. It is American. It's American. Like, to act like this, to treat people like this, the dog whistles, this dude was the architect of the Muslim ban, to build the wall, keep Hispanics out, Central Americans out. Like, it's crazy, dude. Why are my kids around so many fucking Jews? Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
What? Trump ain't your son-in-law Jewish?
Exactly.
Your daughter
Kushner?
Yeah.
Isn't that his last name? Kushner.
Yeah, that's another part.
That's the most Jewish last name I've ever heard.
No. Goldstein. Get it right. Yeah. Goldstein. Yeah. Goldberg.
Yeah, them too.
Yeah, so.
And who was his big backer that just died? The one out here.
Sheldon Adelson.
Yeah.
He gave Trump $75 million in the last, him and his wife, you know, they had to break it up. $75 million. This is the same, I'm not going to say motherfucker, same motherfucker that when the tax cuts came down, he stopped donating to the Catholic charities in Las Vegas because they didn't need it no more. They got a tax cut.
Because he got a tax break. Like, so he didn't need to write it. He didn't need to use the freaking donations.
I have a friend that lost her job because he didn't cut the check. Lost her job.
Yeah.
And she was doing good work around the city. And good work for poor people. They got the tax cut. Ha, fuck these motherfuckers.
Exactly. We don't need to donate anymore because we got the tax cut.
And then
we got the tax breaks.
And then you want people to patronize your shit. I didn't even feel bad for them. Sorry.
You can't feel bad for a person like that.
Yeah.
You can't.
Sorry. Whatever.
He gone.
Yeah.
Rest in whatever. But you know he gone.
Say something. I want to go on my brother Lynch.
Whatever.
Brother Lynch hung right now, but I can't do it. Rested. But you know, he did do a lot of good stuff for the people, but still at the end, it was about power. It's a power struggle, and it is what it is. So
shoot, we almost didn't even get the Raiders out here because he was pissed that he couldn't become part owner.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I forgot about
we
that.
We almost didn't get it.
Try to buy your way in.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
No, how about you just help pay for the stadium and you become part owner of the stadium? But you're not finna become part owner of the team.
Right.
That's not finna happen. That team is staying in the Davis
family. He has enough money. He could have put something together to get his own goddamn team out here. He could have got a new franchise if he wanted to. He's worth like $30 billion.
Yeah.
He was worth $30 billion.
Yeah.
Now his wife is
loaded.
Married.
All in. She finna go marry her young man.
And get her back blown out. As she probably already was. Because he was a man that couldn't really do anything.
That's disgusting. But anyway. So, Biden is now in the White House, like we said earlier. Mm-hmm. And he is executive ordering a whole lot of stuff. His first day in office, 10 executive orders signed. Like, Jesus, man. You busy today.
Got to. And now, reverse all that bullshit Trump did.
I do agree with a lot of the executive orders that he signed, except for one.
Oh, yeah, the one you were talking about.
Oh, my God. I could see this one going so wrong. And I understand he means well by it, but it's just you have a lot of people. Let me just say what it is. So he signed an executive order.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to make it mandatory that minimum wage is $15 an hour. That's not the one I'm talking about, though. That one right there is good. What he means with that, let me loop that one into it as well. So $15 an hour minimum wage is cool, mm-hmm. right? But with that being said, these companies already don't want to pay their employees.
Right.
So I could already foresee them cutting their employees' hours because they are now making $15 an hour. So it's like, oh, okay, I don't need to give you 40 hours because, you know, you can take this 28 or this 32 and still be okay because you're making $15 an hour.
Less than that, bro.
I could actually see these big businesses doing that because they already don't want to pay people.
Right.
They already took advantage of this whole pandemic and start doing what they've been wanting to do. Is cut jobs, cutting hours, and all this other kind of stuff.
We know you need your job.
But we're going to cut your hours.
Right.
Because of this pandemic. We're going to blame it on the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that's not the real reason, we're going to blame it on the pandemic.
Right.
Because that's just
capitalist.
An excuse.
Yeah, that's capitalist.
Then we have another one.
That he
signed.
Here we go.
And it was, Joe, I know you mean well about this one, brother, but, I don't agree with this one at all, man. So, he signed an executive order that says if you don't feel your job is safe COVID safe or whatever, you can quit your job and be eligible for unemployment. If that one goes into effect, it's going to be a lot of people just quitting their job off GP just because they don't want to work.
But let's flip the coin. Let's flip the coin. What if you're a grocery store that's on Maryland Parkway and what is that over there by Flamingo? That Vons. You already know the clientele is not safe.
Yeah.
That grocery store will close down because everybody going to say, I don't feel comfortable. It's going to be certain areas. Matter of fact, some of the Walmarts out here in good areas have shut down for 2 or 3 days just for cleaning.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a store is going to be like, well, shit, we had 15 goddamn cashiers said they're not coming to work. It's that's just a bad policy, dog.
Yeah, that one, I agree with everything else but that one.
Yeah.
That one is going to be, that's walking a fine line right there.
And you can, he kind of switched up to $15 an hour too. And he kind of switched to federal employees.
Ah, okay.
Because honestly, dog.
But I mean, most federal employees already make over $15 an hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know a federal job that doesn't get paid over $15 an hour.
Yeah. So I don't know, dog. Hopefully he not listen to the wrong
but
people.
But that whole unemployment one, you might want to walk that one back. You know, or put some stipulations in there to where you have to actually prove that your job it has is unsafe.
You know what? They should do like an OSHA strike. Like if OSHA's been there and they notice something, that's what they should do. But just the employee said, oh, I don't feel safe. I don't feel comfortable.
Because did you look at that message I sent you the other day? And I told you read the comments?
Yeah.
People already talk about, oh, I can't wait till that go into effect. I'm quitting my job.
Yeah.
Because they want to sit at home and just collect that unemployment and get that extra money from unemployment.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Don't say it.
Good idea, but bad idea at the same time.
Right.
I'm not going to say what I really want to say, but good idea and bad idea. I understand where he's trying to go with it, but it's a bad idea.
Yeah, that's,
it's a bad idea.
You hear that?
Yeah.
You hear it?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Shoulder.
But we will take a quick break and we'll be right back. We are back and live in full effect in black and white. No color. But yeah, so there were a couple of legends that passed away in the past couple of days. We had the true home run king, the great Hank Aaron.
Yeah.
Passed away at age 86.
And no steroids.
Yeah, no steroids. No, none of that. Natural swing. Natural player.
Yeah.
Didn't have to use any of that extra to hit home runs.
Right.
He just had it like that.
Right.
You know. Then we had old Larry King.
Right.
No radio host, legendary TV. Radio host.
TV host.
He was, what, 87?
Somewhere around there.
And he died of, they said COVID, right?
Complications
from COVID. Yeah, so, you know, rest in peace to those two gentlemen. My both condolences legends to their families.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hell, Larry King. He had started hawking like ED pills, didn't he?
Yeah.
I know I saw him on a few ED commercials.
Yeah, that and that. That's your credit.
Yeah.
He always was married. He kept a wife until then.
Man.
I think he got married like 5 times?
4 or 5 times, one or two.
Wait, dog, after 2, it's over.
Shoot, I figure after 1, just leave it alone. Maybe try a second time. Maybe. If you're feeling froggy, take that leap again. But,
Hollywood for you.
I don't know. But anyway. So, yeah, rest in peace to those two young gentlemen. Betty White. Betty White turned 99.
Yeah.
Betty has outlived her whole entire cast.
Yeah, all of them.
From Golden Girls.
Was she the youngest one on the show?
I have no idea. No idea.
I think that tall chick was the youngest one.
All I know is she did not live them all.
Yeah. Baby, like I told you the other day, every time I see baby name in the news, I get scared. Yeah. Like, oh, she's dead. Oh, okay, it's a birthday.
Oh, no, not Betty. Not Betty.
When you get to a certain age, you got to get concerned.
Yeah, every time you see their name, like, oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, all for right. Real. They didn't kill Morgan Freeman. How many times?
They didn't kill Morgan. They've been trying to kill Morgan Freeman for the past 5 or 6 years. Every time I see his name, now I get nervous. Like, okay. This the day. Today is the day. And then, like, God, man, why don't you leave Morgan alone? He ain't did nothing to nobody.
I remember a few years ago when he got to that car accident in Memphis.
Oh.
And he's with his side chick. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. They killed him then.
His wife wants to kill him then.
She probably wanted to.
Man, Morgan Freeman out here with a 34-year-old in the car. That's why the same age as him. What are you doing, Morgan?
Morgan was like, I need some young meat.
I see.
I gotta spread some young cakes. So this weekend was championship weekend in football.
AFC and NFC.
Man, and I tell you what, those games did not disappoint.
Damn.
Especially the second game. That first game, it got a little bit out of hand in the first half because the Buccaneers was putting hands on the Packers. I mean, putting hands on them.
Yeah, Packers thought they didn't deserve to be there.
Aaron Rodgers versus Tom Brady. I'm so sick of freaking Tom Brady.
Yeah, me too.
I'm so sick of Tom Brady. He is now going to his 10th Super Bowl. And he decide, oh, you know what? I'm done with the AFC. I done won 6 Super Bowls over here, won multiple conference championships, won countless division titles.
Has he ever won the MVP?
I think he has once. I could be wrong. Then again, I don't even care. Because I'm sick of Tom Brady.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sick of his greatness. I'm being a hater right now. But I can't deny the fact that the man is the GOAT.
Yeah, six rings, huh?
6. I can't deny the fact that he's the greatest quarterback of all time. He might not be statistically, because statistically, that belongs to Drew Brees.
No, ain't they like 1 and 2?
Drew Brees got it.
Well, Drew Brees, if he retire, yeah. Tom Brady's going to take it back.
Yeah, Drew Brees got it. So, you know, he's not the greatest statistically. That belongs to Drew Brees. But he's number 2. He figured, you know, I'm done with the AFC. I didn't rule the AFC for 20 years. You know, let me go ahead and hop over to this NFC and see what it do over here.
20 years in the softest division.
And yeah. Let me just hop over to the NFC. Let me check the temperature over here. Oh, it's cold over here. I'm going to go ahead and flame this up real quick. First year with the Buccaneers. He going to the damn Super Bowl. Get your punk ass out of here.
Weapons.
Get out of here. Why? How? Why y'all letting this man do this? Why? He shouldn't be able to do this. He freaking 50 years old. Out here wrecking shop on y'all still.
Well, y'all let him pick.
Y'all done had 20 years of tape to watch on this man. And y'all still ain't figured out how to stop him?
Hey, the receivers get open. You throw it to him, right? He ain't throwing people open. He throwing to the guys that's open.
That means somebody need to learn how to play some damn defense.
Well, he tried. And they lost.
Shit.
Chris Godwin. Antonio Brown didn't play today. Mike Evans, Gronkowski. What's the running back? The starting running back? Matt Fournette. What's the other good man?
I don't even know who the other running back was.
Yeah, him? Is it Jones?
No, that was the Packers. Yeah. Then you got Leonard Fournette as the backup, so don't even really matter.
Right, he scored a touchdown.
Don't even matter.
Offensive line came to play. You got Dominican Sue on the other side.
Vitavia, his big ass just came back today. You know, he like a big 400-pound defensive tackle. He just came back today.
Packers, both of their safeties is out. And then Packers, Buccaneers. and Tony Winfield got hurt.
And they still was able to put the clamps on Aaron Rodgers. Intercepted him, what, twice?
Yeah, but...
And then Brady got picked off three times.
Three times, yeah.
And they still won the game.
Yeah.
Still.
I don't know if that coach regretted kicking that field goal now.
Well, I bet he is.
Yeah. Still went for
he should have went for that.
Yeah.
Like, you're in the freaking championship game. You're down. Go for it. Go for it. I understand your defense has picked Tom Brady off three times. So, you know, you figured, oh, you don't want to leave it to the defense. No, man, you right there. You're right there.
Yeah, what pissed me off, too, was Tom, Packers. Aaron Rodgers had the chance to run it in. He didn't.
Yeah.
Threw an incomplete ball. I was looking at that play. I was like, dude, you can run it in. They're so scared of your throwing. What are you doing?
Exactly. Exactly.
So that was two bad calls. The field goal and him not running in.
Now, a young Aaron Rodgers would have took off with that. And even regular season Aaron Rodgers would have took off with that.
I know you're trying to pad his stats. What?
But playoff Aaron Rodgers, he just decided today, I'm going to clam up. Yeah, I'm going to just throw this ball out of bounds. I don't even want to try to, you know, run it and get the first down or even the touchdown. I don't want to do it.
That bastard receiver, he hit right in the hands. His ass needed to be cut. Number
18. His last name is St. Brown. He wanted them St. Brown brothers from USC.
I mean, the ball hit him in his hands.
Yeah. Dead in his hands.
Perfect pass.
Mm-hmm. And he dropped it.
Bastard.
2-point conversion. He dropped it. Oh, well. Whatever.
Anyways, so they're facing the Chiefs. Super Bowl.
Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs.
Motherfuckers.
My homie, Pat Mahomes.
Shut your ass up.
My namesake, Patrick Mahomes. You know. Did his thing. I look at it like this. If you're not scoring at least 40 points on the Chiefs,
they're gonna lose.
Good luck trying to beat them. Good luck.
Right.
Because they always seem to find another gear.
Yeah.
They were down 9-0 in the first quarter. Then just ripped off, what, 28 straight points?
Took the lead. Never looked back.
Ripped off 28 straight points. In a championship game.
Yeah. Bill Mafia should have came out there to try to help.
Yeah, they wouldn't have been no help. They wouldn't have been no help. They got too many weapons. Their defense was actually playing good.
Yeah. I think my team is the only team that held them in check until the fourth quarter.
Well, no, because they got beat by the Raiders this year.
Yeah, that's a fluke.
I don't know, because the second game, the Raiders almost beat them, too.
That was a fluke.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that was a fluke.
The Raiders just figured out how to play them, but they didn't have the offense to compete with the Chiefs offense.
Watch what happens next year.
Next year's going to be a shit show. Because the Raiders are a shit show.
Yeah, so. They ass out. Yeah, we had their ass until the fourth quarter. And then all of a sudden, our pass rush stopped. Our running game stopped.
They figured out how to stop y'all.
Well,
they figured out how to keep y'all blitz from getting to them.
We had that.
And then they figured out how to well, no, because y'all run was still going.
Yeah,
well, Mostert was still doing his thing.
No.
They kind of shut it down a little bit.
They shut it down.
But yeah, he was still gaining a little bit of yards.
He wasn't doing what he's supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
When he did previous.
He wasn't
week.
First half.
Yeah.
Raheem Mostert.
Yeah, he wasn't. You know. When he played against the Packers, every time he touched the ball, it was 12, 13 yards of carry.
Yeah.
So.
But I will give it to the Bills, though. Like I said, when he first came into the league,
Josh Allen
is going to be a beast.
Yeah, he knows.
I said that his rookie year, he is going to be a beast. He's going to be something to deal with. And he's proven it in what, year number three?
Yeah.
By taking his team to the AFC Championship.
Yeah.
Taking over the division that was vacated by Tom Brady.
Right.
They the team to beat in that division now.
Yeah, they are. Miami a close
because,
second. Well, not a close second, but that's second.
They're coming up, too. They need a quarterback because Tua's not it. And
Tua got the beard. He's the fourth pick? Fifth pick?
He's not it. Tua's not it, and Fitzmagic not it. They got to get a better quarterback.
You think they had to play both of them?
Yeah. In order for them to win, yeah.
You hear that?
Yeah. It's like Rice Krispies.
Oh, God.
But yeah. So in order for Miami to win, you know, they're going to have to either play both quarterbacks or they're going to have to get another quarterback. You know, but neither
they can't give them a tour yet. They got to give them at least 2 years. Two more years.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. But that division should be pretty interesting, though. Because if the Jets wind up getting one of those two quarterbacks, that's one of the top two quarterbacks in the draft. You know, who knows what could happen with them? Maybe their organization can turn around.
Well, you know, Deshaun wants to go there, so they got to get that pick. So.
True. If they trade for Deshaun,
I'd trade him.
I would.
Yeah, because he's.
I'd make that trade in a heartbeat.
And then Trump Lewis had to go to the. Well, no, because the Texans get the second pick, right?
I don't even know.
Because Jacksonville got the first pick. Right?
Yeah,
so they wanted to get. So they get Justin Fields.
Yeah.
That's the case. Lord have mercy. You have to go down there and
deal with that clash of franchise. Terrible franchise.
I didn't know they were so bad.
Yeah, I didn't know it was. You know what, though? Bill O'Brien screwed with that franchise. Him trying to be the head coach and the GM. Like, buddy, you're not Belichick. You're Bill O'Brien.
Well, they be thinking they are.
Yeah, and what's so funny is after they all fail, they all go back to Bill.
Yeah, he coach him up and give him another job.
Because whatchamacallem, the dude that had the nasty beard, Detroit's Patricia, he's back. He's back in New England.
Is he?
Yep, he about to be the DC. Or is he the OC?
He's in.
DC, yeah. And I think Bill O'Brien might be back too. That's crazy.
Well, you take care of people,
Josh,
right?
Josh McDaniels.
Went right
he
back.
Failed, he failed in Denver, right back to Bill.
Yeah. Remember, he took the job for the Colts, and then Bill was like, oh, that's crazy. They knew Andrew Luck was going to retire. You ain't going to have no quarterback, man.
You might not want to go down there.
All right, well, I'll come on back. And then they give it to
Frank Reich.
Yeah.
He actually coached them up pretty good, though.
Yeah, they got to the playoffs.
No, he had Brissett out there looking nice when he had to take over. He was looking good.
Right.
Then you got old weak arm Phillip came out there.
Yeah, old man Phillip. 12 kids.
He has the weirdest throwing motion I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's kind of awkward, but he got it down the field.
He did get it down the field, but it always looks so, like it just looked weird.
God dang it.
It looked weird.
You know, he's the fifth. On the pass on the fifth.
Really?
So he got it done. So.
In yards.
Yeah, yards.
Really?
Touchdowns up there too.
Damn.
Yeah.
Fifth.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was up there like that.
Yeah, he's balling with LaDainian Thomas and Antonio Gates.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so. Okay. Just didn't get past that first round. Wild card.
Interesting. Shoot, what else going on with football?
Super Bowl.
What day is the Super Bowl? When is that? February what?
5th, 6th, somewhere right now, right?
So is it 2 weeks then?
Tampa Bay.
Yeah, two more weeks. Tampa Bay is the first team, first host team to play in the Super Bowl.
That's crazy, ain't it?
Out of 50, because this one's going to be what, 57?
57. Super Bowl 57? No, 58, right?
I don't know.
No, it might be 59.
I don't know. Out of 50-something Super Bowls and 100 years of NFL, this is the first host team that's going to play in the championship game. Mm. And it's all because of that bastard Tom Brady.
Yeah, well, okay, just there.
In spite of the head coach sometimes getting in the way, I'm going to tell you what, man. If Byron Leftwich doesn't get a head coaching job within the next 2 years, skip that. Within the next year. Something is wrong, because Byron Leftwich called a hell of a game today. Well, he called a hell of a game. He has been calling a hell of a game all season.
Or Eric Benjamin, what's his name?
Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah, he ain't got no goddamn. He's been balling for like 2 years now.
Yeah.
So, how you expect when I left was to get one over him?
I don't know. You know, he doesn't have the pass that they claim is keeping Bieniemy from getting the job, which is bullcrap. Because y'all done hired how many freaking crazy people? Or not crazy people. How many people that have spotty past as head coaches? A whole lot of them.
A whole bunch.
So let's just call it what it is. And y'all don't want Eric Bieniemy because, you know, he's not part of the good old boy network.
That's what it is. It's all about the good old boy network.
But I will ask you, though. Out of all the coaching trees in the NFL, who has the most successful coaching tree?
Andy Reid.
He has the most successful coaching tree.
But who has the most Super Bowls, though?
Talking about the coaching tree?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's Bill because he's the only one that's got them. None of his coaches ever went out and won Super Bowls. Hell, once they left him, they didn't even win.
Yeah. Has anybody ever won right now?
No. Nobody.
You know what's going to come from this tree, though?
Who?
Nick Saban.
Well, he's in college, though.
Yeah.
When he was in the pros, he didn't do shit. When he was down in Miami, he stunk it up.
Well, he was on there for a year?
That's all he needed.
I'm out of here. I can't talk to these motherfuckers crazy. I can't motivate these motherfuckers. I'm cussing them out. I'm out of here, man.
But Andy Reid has the most successful coaching tree. Because
Well, hold on. What about Bill Walsh?
I can't even think of who was in his tree.
Your boy, Parson Hill. Everybody that ran the West Coast offense.
Samari Uchi, Parcells.
Mike Holmgren. Yeah, we might have to rethink that.
They might have to look that one up.
Yeah.
Look that one up real quick.
Pete Carroll.
I don't know. Because I know, wasn't the Eagles coach in Andy Reid's tree?
I needed to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say he was. Just look up most successful coaching trees. Because I think Andy do have the most successful one. If I'm not mistaken. But anyway. Andy Reid is going to his third Super Bowl. Yeah. He's going to his third Super Bowl. Second in a row. With a young Pat Mahomes. And I think they got a chance to beat the Buccaneers. I honestly think they can win the game. I mean, they're the favorite. Right now, they're the favorite by 3.5. I think they might beat them by more than that. Because if the defense can do to Tom Brady what they were able to do against Josh Allen, a younger, more mobile quarterback, then that's going to fluster Tom Brady. And he's going to throw more picks. And the Chiefs actually have good safeties and good corners. I didn't know they played so much man-to-man defense. They was out there shutting freaking them wide receivers down. Freaking Stephon Diggs, he didn't even score today, did he?
No.
Took him out of the game. Who else was it? Cole Beasley. He had a good game.
Bill Walsh, George Seifert, Mike Holmgren, Ray Rhodes, Dennis Green.
Those are the successful coaching trees.
Mike Shanahan, Gary Kubiak.
What tree did they come from? Man?
They came from
Bill Walsh's tree?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So Tony Dungy, Ron Billick.
Okay. So you got some. Okay. So what's Andy Reid is it has the second most successful coaching tree then?
I don't even think, honestly, because he on the wins list, he's like number 48.
Mm.
You know who's right behind him on the list? Lovie Smith. So let's go to the number one. Don Shula is the number one all time.
I'm just talking about like just coaching trees in general, though.
Yeah, but I'm trying to see exactly who came underneath. Go ahead, though.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah, Cole Beasley. He had a good game today. And,
not good enough.
Who the hell's team was TJ Yeldon on? I didn't even know TJ Yeldon was still even in the league.
Come on, TJ Yeldon.
TJ Yeldon, a running back from Alabama. I didn't even know he was still in the league.
He played today?
He played today.
For who?
I don't remember. I don't remember if it was the Packers or.
I don't remember.
Or the Bills. I think the Bills.
Okay.
It was the Bills. It was the Bills, yeah. Because I was trying to figure out, Zach Moss is out. They're playing Singletary, but you got TJ Yeldon, who could tote the rock. Mm-mm-mm. So why wasn't y'all playing Yeldon?
Because he didn't play?
I guess. What team was that big running back on? He was on the Packers, right?
Yeah.
That was a big boy.
Yeah.
The way he went down almost to a knee and then carried that fool an extra 5 yards.
Yeah.
He had to feel like a little boy on his daddy's back. He was like, come on, son. I'll take you for a nice little ride. Little piggyback ride.
Yeah, I think after looking at this, I think Bill Belichick. Yeah, he got a lot of players that's in the league right now. That's
a lot of coaches.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess.
Doesn't shock me. Because guess what? I didn't even know he was on his staff at one point. Cliff Kingsbury was on the Patriots. That was his first job.
Really?
Yeah.
He must have been like a special teams coach. Or like a scout or something.
His first. It's not saying.
Or video review guy.
No, as a player. And Bill took a liking to him.
Okay.
Jeez. Yeah, Bill was teaching him up outside of Wow. Wow. Okay. Okay.
I guess.
Whatever.
So, yeah. So, today's games were exciting. I'm hoping that the Super Bowl is even better. Because you got you got two awesome quarterbacks. One that's ready to take over the league. And one that just don't want to leave.
All right.
My Tom. You've been in the league 30 years, dog. Leave. Let somebody else have some fun. You get out. Go. Retire after this year, please. I know you good. You know, you can still throw the rock or whatever, but I'm just tired of hearing your name. Tom Brady. Every time I hear Tom Brady, I just want to slap you.
Right.
Because I'm tired of hearing your name. I've been hearing your name for the past 20 years. Ever since y'all first cheated the Raiders out of going to the Super Bowl. And yes, they did cheat. That Tuck rule still, I think, you know what? I don't think the Raiders organization has ever gotten over that.
No, they haven't.
Because they've been terrible.
Actually, they've
been terrible ever since then.
No, because they made it to the Super Bowl the year after Gruden left. When Gruden left them and went to Tampa Bay. And then old boy got his neck broke. They never been the same after that. Jeez. What was the quarterback name? Rich Gannon?
Rich Gannon, yeah.
I ain't gonna never forget when he was sitting up in the press box with his damn neck break on.
Just watching them get smashed. I was like, Lord have mercy.
Well, I'm looking at Andy Reid. He has a nice little coaching tree under him, too. Okay. Mike Holmgren. Brad Childress. John Harbaugh. Steve Spagnuolo. Leslie Frazier. Ron Rivera, Pat Schumer, Todd Bowles, Doug Peterson, Sean McDermott, and Mike Nagy.
Yeah, I knew Doug Peterson came from there. I knew that.
Wow.
So he's got, what, 3 Super Bowl winning coaches? Harbaugh, Peterson.
The Holmgren that one got one? Holmgren got one where
Brett Favre. Holmgren got one far, right?
John Harbaugh, so 1, 2. Three.
Yeah. Yeah. Grayson Poole, one of the coaches.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, well, Sherman done it. So. Getting it that close. Okay.
That's the Bills coach, right? McDermott?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff Fisher, I love him. He's a wow.
Even Homer, Reed Street.
He's on the list for 11th most wins.
Really?
Yeah.
Mr. 7-8.
All his life. All I did in my life was fight.
Fight to try to get 8 wins.
Jeez.
All I can come up with was 7.
Yeah.
And for some reason, they just kept hiring me. They kept giving me jobs.
That's going off that damn Super Bowl run. The Titans.
I'd be a gray-haired man sitting on the sideline. Next thing you know, they hire me and my hair is black again.
When did you want to give Mike March the shot?
Yeah.
Yeah, that nigga, his crazy offense.
That offense was sick.
Yeah. What was it called?
Greatest show on turf.
Yeah.
That offense was sick.
Well, it ain't shit compared to now, though. But, you know, back then it was, oh, my God, the Rams is putting up 30 points.
They were just looking stupid.
Yeah. Kurt Warner, Marshall Faulk, Torrey Holt, Isaac Bruce. Yeah, why did I say Isaac Bruce before Torrey Holt? That's crazy. What's the dude that went to Detroit? He's a Muslim man.
Muhammad?
No. Azir Akeem.
Oh, Azir Akeem.
Yeah, he went straight to Detroit. Something and disappeared.
Like
that. Yeah. Almost disappeared like Peerless Price. Yeah.
Damn, that's a name I heard in a minute.
Yeah, Peerless Price just saw. Did he go to the Falcons or the Bills? The Bills or the Falcons?
I think he went from the Bills to the Falcons.
And after that, disappeared.
Yeah. Peerless who? Yeah. Peerless Price. Oh. Okay, is that like a new store? It's like, nah, that's a football player.
Exactly.
But anyway, we hope you guys enjoyed this first show of 2021. Maybe we'll get more consistent with it like we were last year. Maybe not. You know, it all depends. You know, if you guys want to drop some money to help us out with studio time, go ahead and cash at me. I'm not going to give you my cash out, but just cash at me. Anyway, hope y'all enjoyed. We out this mug.
Peace.